Good morning, science. My name is Alexandra McGald, and it is a great pleasure to be talking with Anna Slezak today. Full disclosure, we are friends from our time at UChicago in the same twin labs. Now, however, Anna is a venture associate at Portal Innovations in Chicago. She has a background in molecular engineering from University of Chicago, where she worked with serial entrepreneur Jeffrey Hubble on novel immunotherapies. She uses her academic experience to support early-stage life science entrepreneurs with venture investments. Anna, welcome. What do you love about your job?
Yeah, thanks for having me. So in my role as a venture associate with Portal Innovations, I have a chance to meet with a lot of early-stage entrepreneurs and help them commercialize products and help them reach patients. So the thing that I enjoy the most about the job is getting to see those inventions turn into clinical stage products. So several of the companies we've invested in several different areas are recently running clinical trials. I was recently on a work trip to Houston and I met with the CEO of one of our companies who was telling me about dosing the first couple patients in their phase 2 clinical trial. So remembering that the work that we do and the people we meet are so motivated to make changes in patients' lives is really energizing and invigorating, knowing that cancer patients who don't have any other option are receiving a therapy that could save their lives. Growing up, I always loved the sciences and was pushed towards a career in medicine. When I got to college, I took organic chemistry as part of the pre-medical track and actually loved it, contrary to many of my peers. And I decided that organic chemistry, specifically for medicine, was what I was more interested in. So I pursued a PhD and worked in a lab that was really focused on translational science. So how can we take existing drugs and manipulate them in ways that make them safer and more effective for patients? So during my PhD, I worked on several different projects, one in immuno-oncology, so activating the immune system more efficiently against cancer in a safe way to treat patients. So through that work, I learned a lot about what it takes to demonstrate that a drug is safe and effective, both in a laboratory and in a clinical setting. So after my PhD, I was really interested in applying that. One of the most important steps in bringing a discovery out of the lab and into the clinic is financing. It takes a lot of money to do that, and that includes money for experiments, money for interactions with the FDA, things of that nature. So my role now is helping to support entrepreneurs who need that money to get to the next step, and we can help provide that. One of the more surprising things about working in the finance and investing world as a scientist is the absolute necessity of framing scientific and clinical decision making in the process of financial return at the end of the day. So the only way to get science out of the lab and to patients is to set up a structure such that experiments are done in a cost-efficient way and that a financial return can be made at the end of the day. And that includes seeking insurance reimbursement and understanding regulatory strategy and things of that nature. So as a scientist in the financial world, I have a unique obligation to communicate science to key stakeholders such that we can get these treatments and cures to patients in a way that makes investors happy and patients happy. And that can be a challenge. Yeah. So when we have decided on an entrepreneur and a technology we want to support, my team creates a presentation and presents that to our investment committee, who are the finance people, and they have to understand and agree with our assessment of the technology and its ability to be a viable product on the market should it receive FDA approval. So it is one of the most rewarding parts of my job to be able to craft a story and tell these less inclined folks why this cure and this technology is so interesting and exciting, and getting their approval at the end of the day to write a check to the company is an amazing feeling, knowing that they'll go forward to treat patients. Two things about the future that I'll want to understand is, I think number one is if we have another pandemic, like the COVID-19 pandemic, and how that handled the next time around. I think we learned a ton the first time around, and I'll be curious to see. Perhaps it's not if, but when something like that happens again, how it's handled by the people in charge. So I'll be excited to see how that pans out. And a few other things are specific technologies I'm excited to see how they pan out. So some technologies that I'm excited about the future of are kind of off the shelf, not making them from patient cells, but creating master cell banks that can be dosed to all sorts of patients. That technology matures and moves forward. These are just treatment and understanding of autoimmune diseases. So I think those are diseases that are incredibly prevalent and not well understood. And the scientific advancements happening in that field are amazing and very robust. And many of those discoveries remain to be commercialized well into treatments that help patients. So I'm excited to see how those treatments evolve.